that TV is the news. Trump calls a thousand American soldiers out that were keeping that line, keeping them away from each other. He knew that this Turkish were going to have an offensive. So rather than leaving his 1,000 troops there to be killed, he pulls them out, and now he's getting shit for pulling them out.
Yeah.
From the people that would have pulled everybody out.
Yeah.
Well, he's made the first sensible statement. He says, we've wasted enough money and time interfering with these wars and getting our own people killed.
Yeah, and getting hated for it.
Yeah, and they're hated when they're pulled out.
He does, the other side's gonna give them shit.
I think the Russians are going to get the whole enchilada.
He's sitting there just smiling, that son of a bitch. Every time you see him on TV.
Hey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Putin. He's very shrewd.
Well, if there's a major economic crash, it might throw everything into turmoil. Big time war. We should try to phone Kim, too. I don't know if she works on Tuesday.
I don't know.
I think Wednesday, Friday she does.
I haven't heard from her in weeks. She's down. I let her be when she's in that kind of mood. I don't want to hear from her. She got mad at me, so wait till the foot off. Because I didn't text her. I told her that I hate texting.
Thank you. So I got a good run in on Sunday. It wasn't running, it was walking, but... And I'm to the point now where, you know, there's this big hill to climb type of mentality before, because I was so far out of shape and it just takes a lot out of you. And now it's just, so what? But the problem now is being a wimp over the cold. But you know, it's not that cold during the day.
No.
So you think, oh crap, I don't feel like running today, you know, oh shoot. Then you go out there and it's quite enjoyable, actually.
Yeah.
I forget about that. That was the great thing about the hash. All year round.
You go no matter what.
Yeah. You get used to it. And you get to enjoy the outdoors in a way most Canadians never do.
Yeah. Too bad you can't get some of those coffee buddies to go for a run every morning.
Good luck. There was one of the women who ran a marathon one year. She trained a lot for it.
Yeah.
And she was severely criticized. Well, can't understand why somebody would waste so much time when she has a farm and she's got kids, and there she is running down the road. There's another guy that did marathons too.
The gal that goes to yoga with me was waiting down in the front this morning. She said she saw you coming in. Do you know where to speak to her? Sharon?
Nope.
Cheryl? Well, she practiced every day walking to go in that kidney walk, 100-mile walk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, what, about 3 weeks ago or so. So she got as far as 72 miles and had to give up.
72 kilometers.
72 kilometers and had to give up.
That's a good one. I mean, Diane Pleat, my long-distance jogging partner, that one year I ran with her the last hour or two that she was there, so that she should get 80, she could get 80 kilometers. As soon as she got that, she quit, and she was a long distance runner.
Yeah.
She was pretty banged up pretty bad, but
yeah, she,
you know, she was used to that stuff, and she had an extremely high pain threshold. But she finished, it took her 12 hours to get the 80 kilometers.
Oh, well, these gals did it in 3 days.
What do you mean 3 days? You don't need 3 days for 80 kilometers.
100 kilometers. 3 days.
Yeah, well, she ran 72.
Well, it was a walk, not a run.
Yeah.
Of 30 kilometers.
You know what? They're walking. They could be walking.
Well, I don't care what they're doing. I'm telling you what
I know,
these
but I'm just saying that once you get into the long distances, there's not much difference between a good walker and a runner.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least a runner like me. The really good runners are moving. But not me. Well, is there anything we should do?
Yes, there's a lot I have to do. I have to make a pie, and then I have to plan.
Why a pie? I brought an apple pie.
I know, but I want to make a pumpkin pie as well.
Oh.
And I got the pie crust to roll out there, and I got the filling, so I might as well stick it together and cook it.
I got my medications this morning. I obviously can't go to the clinic for the lab for testing tests. So I'll probably plan that for next Monday. I should phone them when I get back to Hussar. You know, there's stuff I gotta do, but I'm so focused on trying to get this damn stuff that I forget. And I had stopped doing my daily time log and plant to-do list. And that makes a huge difference because I forget everything. There's a good thing about not doing it because you just carry on with what you're doing, but then all the things you were supposed to be doing don't get touched. I bet you that's a huge problem always in organizations, but more so today. People tend to work on things they have fun at and they like, and they tend to avoid as much as possible
well,
the things
absolutely.
They don't like to do.
And as you get older, it even gets worse.
Yeah, but if you're running a company, you're paying a huge amount of money for staff who aren't doing their job.
Well, that's why you retire at 65. If you're losing it, you don't do a good job running it. There. Maybe that's not quite on it either. Yeah, I think it is. Keeps creeping down there, so I have to put the Chesterfield on the carpet so it doesn't.
I gotta do some stuff. Wish I knew what it was.
Make a list.
That's what I'm trying to do, but I'm coming up with blanks.
You what?
I'm coming up with blanks.
Oh, I thought you said you were walking the plank.
Yeah, that too. Boy, is it ever hard to get any real news. Like, I like the economic, financial market stuff, and you just cannot get that on any of the stations. I don't have TV. You've got the business channel, right? But even then, I like to see some of the analysis, but I don't like to see them yapping all day long.
Bill.
What?
You want an ice cream cone?
Sure. That's breaking the rules, but I've done that before. So, is Steve all calm and collected and cool?
I don't know. He phoned me yesterday to say they were it's half an hour from Calvary.
It's so hard to communicate with.
He's not very talkative.
He has stated that he really likes her. That's about as far as he's gone with me. So I asked Cindy, how's it going? And she said, very good. So.
Oh, nice.
Do you want one?
Well, I don't know.
So you're 1927, right? So you're 92?
Yeah.
92 years old?
92.
And a half.
And a half.
I won't be 93 next year, next April. I guess you could say 92 and a half. I had him 92 all last year, so he's been 92 for 2 years.
A lot of your old kinfolk on Dad's side were 90 years old, one over 100.
Well, yesterday I had two water spills to clean up. And I thought, well, it runs in three. So I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. Hmm. Look at this.
That was from that package from the ice cream cone.
Oh, was it? Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, the...
When you grabbed it.
Oh, sorry. When what? When I grabbed
it? Yeah, I grabbed it off the table.
Oh. There's my third spill. I was just saying I had two spills of water yesterday and I was waiting for the third to drop.
Hmm.
I spilled the water on Dad's night table, which is a damn nuisance. Had to move everything off.
Wow.
But did you have the same luck? No. Hi, Betty. I guess Neil couldn't hear you, eh? Yeah. It's 587. Four three nine. 8145. Well, can you come? How come it took you so long to let me know? Oh. No, it's not too late. I always think when somebody says that they'll let me know and then they don't call. I always think they're waiting for something better to come along.
I can go pick her up if she wants.
You don't think that's funny? Oh, I see. Oh, good. Oh, that's right, you wouldn't have now, and you know, they used to all get together. I thought you said he was there sick. Oh, I see. They sent you to get them? Oh.